Well, you know, it's a very competitive league, and you got to come in with the positive mindset that you're going to come out and do your job, you know, even if the other guy doesn't. But we're a real close group, and we're real competitive, but we're real good friends, too.
At this party, you go think that, well, I'm kind of, you know, the other guys drafted me, got a new coaching staff in here now. I got to go that much harder, prove it to them that much more?
Well, not really. You know, I feel like the good Lord has that in his plans. I mean, I just come out here and do the best I can. And, you know, whatever that is, you know, it surely work itself out no matter where I play. You know, I feel like I want to be happy wherever I'm at.
Talk to me about Lamont and what kind of player he is.
He's a great player. You know, he has a real good head on his shoulders. You know, he's very, you know, knowing with the playbook, and he helps me out a lot. And, you know, he knows how hard to go at times, and, you know, when to ease up. You know, he's a vet, and you have to look up to guys like that.
How about Carrell?
Great guy. You know, he's been, you know, producing at Philadelphia for a long, long time, and I'm glad he came here. You know, it's like another guy to learn from, like Michael Pittman was last year. You know, it's another guy that you can just learn off of and improve yourself off of.
Are they willingly sharing the knowledge they have?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to. I mean, this is a team, and, you know, it don't take one of us to go to the Super Bowl or a playoff game or anything like that. It takes all of us. And we all know that, and we're all going to work hard together.
One other thing I was wondering, does the idea that sooner or later No'Shawn's going to be here, is that kind of in the back of everybody's mind?
You know, we all know No'Shawn's a good player, and, you know, he's a good character guy. And, you know, he's going to come out here and do what he can and, you know, get to play in the position that he's, you know, that he works hard for. And we all know that. And, you know, wherever the coaches, you know, put us at, you know, first, second, third string, you know, we're going to love each other for it and just go on.
How much is that hurting him not being here right now?
You know, it's going to hurt everybody not being here for the first few day of practices and, you know, getting the soreness in you and getting the pounding on you. You know, the longer he waits, you know, the worse it'll be on him. But, you know, he's a great player, and, you know, he knows what he's doing. That's just the business part of this. And, you know, it's none of my personal business. But, you know, I hope to see him out in this field real soon.
You like the full pads?
I do. You know, I feel like I can show what I got in full pads. You know, I'm not really a guy that looks good in just helmets and, you know, look good running fast, stuff like that. But, you know, I'm glad that I'm out here in pads. You know, gets a little sore, gets a little rough, but, you know, I like it.
Had to run any laps yet?
Run any what?
Have you had to run any
laps? Not yet, but I'm kind of surprised. I think I'm about the dumbest person on this team. And there's been a lot of other people run before me. So, you know, it's not too bad.
I know you never want to hurt anybody, but when you deliver a blow like you did on Tim yesterday, why do you say, hey, that's the way I'm supposed to be running?
Well, you know, I think everybody knows this, what kind of runner I am. And, you know, I'm not really a good, real shifty kind of guy. You know, I like to make moves. You know, I like to be a straight line guy, you know, run over somebody if I can. But, you know, I don't like to hurt any of my teammates. And, you know, I think everybody knows that I'm, you know, a hard-nosed runner. And, you know, that's how I'm going to get things done.